This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. This week, the FDA approved remdesivir as the first treatment for COVID-19. That's as hundreds of vaccine trials designed to prevent the virus continue around the world. Vaccine discovery is one challenge, so is distribution. And a key element of that is the containers shots will be packaged in once they're approved. As part of our ongoing fast-track coverage around the challenges of getting a COVID-19 vaccine to market, I spoke with Favian Stoker, who heads up global strategy at Schott Pharmaceutical, one of the top suppliers of glass vaccine vials.
We have seen a lot of new vaccine projects, a couple of hundreds, as you know. And of course, every project needs packaging. And the packaging of choice these times is a borosilicate glass vial. So we have seen lots of requests coming from pharma customers to us because everybody, of course, is keen on securing the supply chain.
Now, back in June, you were having to actually turn down requests for vials from pharmaceutical giants because you weren't sure you'd have enough vials to go around. Has that problem been solved now?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of a misunderstanding or miscommunication. So we have not turned down any requests. What we have done, we have discussed with our customers, how do we secure the supply? And I think the thing is, if you look into the drug pipeline, there is different phases you have to go through from preclinical, phase one, phase two, phase three. And of course, if you would add up all projects and then calculate the demand, that would not be possible to fulfill. However, we know that only a couple of these vaccine candidates will see the market. And as such, we have, of course, focused on those that are far in the pipeline and others that are currently in preclinical, etc. They are not needing bigger volumes. So we are working closely with all customers. But those who are far more approached in the process need it earlier. And that's why we have prioritized it that way. But I would not say that we have turned down requests.
And as you say, with so many trials underway, how are you able to gauge demand for vials since we're not sure which ones will work and whether more than one dose will be required? So how do you sort of figure out how many vials you're going to need in the end?
Well, what we have said, we can commit for the next year for roughly 2 billion doses. And the number of vials is depending on the format, because there will be some vials where you have an injection that is only a single shot, that you need a small vial, for example, a 2-milliliter vial. There are some vaccine candidates in the pipeline that will work with a bigger vial, so multiple shots. So 2 and 10 ml are the most common formats. And then we are, of course, in very close contact with all our customers to specifically specify which one will it be. And then as we are running a global production network of about 16 production plants around the world, we are then trying to, let's say, put that to the local requirements and local demands, because we see currently there will be vaccines launched in the US, in Europe, in China, so in India, in Russia. So there will be different candidates coming to the market, at least from what we see so far. And we think we can deal with that due to our global manufacturing footprint. And on top of this, we have started already before COVID-19 came, big investment program, roughly $1 billion in our operations, and can use that, at least a part of it, for the customer demands.
And how quickly can you increase that production? Are all of the vials that you think you're going to need in the end, are they already made, or will you be producing them as they're needed?
That is normally not possible to make a pre-production, because first you have to know which exact vial you need. Overall, we produce every year 11 billion containers. And that means if you have such a big network that you can very flexibly then turn on the machines when you know the format and produce it, let it run for a couple of weeks, and normally then the order is fulfilled.
So once a vaccine has been approved and has been determined that it's safe for distribution, how quickly can you get the vials where they need to go to be filled and then delivered to everyone in the world?
That will be normally a couple of weeks. When you get a market registration of the vaccine, you have to also specify the packaging for this already. That is part of the registration process. So before, of course, the vaccine will come to the market, we know what packaging it will be. And then we can closely align with our customers what we are doing currently, how much is needed where. And that is currently happening. So we have closed a couple of contracts already with big customers. And we exactly know the format, we exactly know the volumes, and we exactly know at what time they have to be when.
So what's the biggest challenge left for you now? Or are you fairly well prepared at this point?
Well, the biggest challenge is, of course, to produce it all. In that pandemic times, we have to make sure that our network is running, that our plants can stay open. Yeah, because also we have to, or we have already taken a lot of measures that our employees are safe and not being infected. So that is, of course, what we are going to continue, because we have to hold up our capacity and our plants open. And then it's about finding the right balancing, basically, because you have to understand it's not only COVID-19 vaccine packaging that has to be produced. There are also other life-saving drugs that are needed, and that also by the packaging is needed. And that is what is coming over the next 12 months. It will not be easy, that's for sure. But I think we have taken measures that we are prepared as best as we can. And that is what we try to do to basically solve that pandemic crisis from our end.
Fabian Stoker of Schott Pharmaceutical Systems, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome.